Carl.
Fred, I'm thankful for taking the call. Listen, Mike Monroney put an amendment on a bill which is called the shipping bill, H.R. 14935, which he got a wage board comparability provision, which our Oklahoma government employee, Dick Tinkerfield, named. It's really vital to Mike, Tom Steed, and some help to me. And we get rumors that Maisie might want you to veto it. Well, it really wouldn't clip Mike, and it would clip Hubert and Tom, and probably to some extent me. So, sure we should look at that close.
I'll look at anything close affect you, my dear one. I don't know. I never heard of it. Don't know a thing about it. Know nothing.
I
know nothing about the marriage, but I will sure look.
It has to do with wage board employees. You know, that's a blue collar government employee.
Yeah.
About 11,000 of them. The largest union in Oklahoma.
And what does this do to them?
This gives them a method of comparing wages. As against the nearest place, like Tulsa, they don't have a light type job. You know, blue-collar employees are not like classified employees. They're based on wage scales and areas. Well, they can go to the nearest place if they don't have a comparable job. We had tremendous complaints saying that they get knocked down in some of our Oklahoma City, including Oklahoma City, big places. Because they don't have comparable jobs in the area, and somebody doing the same thing, not too far away, making a lot more money.
Who says they're going to recommend a veto?
Somebody, Tom Steve told me, he heard that Maisie might recommend the veto. Mike handled it through the Senate. He got a big play on it in Oklahoma City. And, of course, Tom has taken over that same territory, and then I've got the Naval Depot in Galveston. And it probably affects others around the country. But Tom doesn't think it's going to be a big costly operation, but it will be.
I'm going to see Tom this afternoon.
All right. Well, I sure.
Have you talked to Maisie about it?
I haven't talked to anybody. I'm going to get Mike to talk to Maisie.
All right. Okay, well, I'll sure look at it and be awfully careful, and I won't do it unless I have to, and if I do, I'll tell you.
All right.
What else is happening?
Well,
have you got your supplemental passed?
No, we're on it right now.
You're going to have any trouble keeping those exemptions in?
I don't.
CCC and Medicaid?
We had an awful filibuster for a house bill on that equal time bill, but we passed it with rumble.
Well, you passed it with all three of them, didn't you?
Yep.
Carl, you've just got to have three of them. If you don't, I think I'll veto it.
I don't blame you. I would, too.
I just don't think it's fair to take the public airwaves, and I'm not a Wallace man. I'm very anti-Wallace, but I'm anti-Nixon. I don't think it's just because Democrats are in, we could just have one candidate.
Three in the whole House agrees on Dick on our side. Republicans, they don't. See, they tried to amend it to really deal next man, the others. Out. First wanted to get Wallace clear out, then they wanted to split Humphrey's time with Wallace, give Nixon half the time. Well, they tried every device in the world, water it down, feed it, deal Wallace out.
When are you going home, Friday?
I don't know. We finish tomorrow, I think, if the Senate can finish. We've got quite a few bills yet. This is our last bill of any consequence. The bill we've got up today.
Who's in trouble in your state, Mike and Steve?
Well, they've got they had the hardest race, I guess.
Have you got any hard race?
Well, I don't think so. It'll be a little harder than usual, but I shouldn't have any problem.
What did you get, 70%?
I did get the time.
Huh?
I should do that well or better in the general election. I got it from John Mercer, really.
If there's any way I can help you, you let me know. If there's anything you got laying around like this, you let me know, and I'll sure try to do it, because I think you're a wonderful man. I love you, Carl. Thank you.
Sir.